Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Goeiedag luisteraars en welkom by die geselsprogram Kopskuif, waar ons elke saterdag onderwys en skoolgemeenskapsake gesels. My naam is Mirsha Eksteen en baie dankie dat jy 729 AM Kaapse Kansel gekies het om vandag saam te kuier. Vandag gesels ons die derde aflewering in ons reeks met Sean Kens van die Sea to Harvest. Hierdie projek bring die plaas terug na die stad toe, een tuin op 'n slag. Dis 'n organiese tuinbeginsel wat innoverende en goedkoop oplossings bied en jou in staat stel om jou eie organiese groente en kruie tuin aan te kweek, soos wat die natuur dit bedoel het, met 'n volledige organiese kunsmis en plaagbeheer oplossing. Verlede week het Sean met ons gesels oor hoekom organies boer. Hy het vir ons baie goeie raad gegee oor hoe om jou goeie grondstruktuur en vrugbaarheid te skep en te behou, en tuinbeplanningswenke met ons gedeel, en Sean het dit so mooi gesê dat kies die ligging van jou tuin vir son, en kyk, laat jou tuin se kop noord kyk, en ja, Sean, dit is wonderlik om jou vandag weer terug te verwelkom hier by Kaapse Kansel.
Baie dankie, Mirsha. Het is lekker om weer terug te wees, en groete aan die luisteraars ook.
Ons waardeer jou tyd, dankie Sean. Sean, hierdie is so wonderlike reis saam met jou. Dit is so sistematies en ek dink jy rus ons so toe en jy maak ons so bewus van die natuur en alles wat ons by die natuur kan leer. En nou dink ek is die luisteraars baie nuuskierig om by jou 'n bietjie raad te kry oor plantbeddings. Wil jy met ons oor dit gesels?
Oké, okay, ja, dit is baie belangrik. Daar is verskillende maniere om groente te kweek. So, dit kan, in jou grond, so dit hang af aan jou spasie wat jy het, en daar is verskillende maniere om te plant. So, twee van die maniere wat ek wil sê is dat verhoogde beddings, baie tuiniers verkies verhoogde beddings vir hulle gemak en doeltreffendheid, maar in verhoogde beddings, wat eintlik maar net groot planthouers is, kan jy jou energie fokus op 'n klein area. Wat beteken, jy kan meer ekonomies werk, nat maak, onkruid verwyder, soos die in die natuurlike manier, wat meer is, verhoogde beddings, is baie, daar is baie verhoogde, there's lots of benefits around it. So when you're looking at raised beds, what they do is they prevent soil compaction, so you don't step on your beds. Once you make your beds, you don't step on it. They produce a higher yield for the area due to better drainage and deep rooting. There's always a barrier between your crops and pests. So such as slugs and snails and weed, especially when the bed is a bit higher on the soil. Mm. And also what it does, it also stops the garden soil from washing away with heavy rains. Normally people just have a flat bed and they plant, so when it's heavy rains, dan swaar reënbuie bespoel daai tuingrond tydens, En so ook verhoogde die verhoogde beddings verleng die groeiseisoen, aangesien jy in die lente die grond vroeër kan bewerk in streke waar die ryp die grond verhard en waar dit langer neem om te ontdooi. So wat ek wil eindig sê, verhoogde tuinbeddings is redelik maklik om te bou. So, daar is 'n manier wat jy kan doen, en dit is 'n dubbellaag te grawe. En so voor ek na dubbellaag toe gaan, daar is ook ander maniere soos jou emmers. jou verf emmers, you know, die 25 liter emmers, dit is ook baie mooi om in te plant. Jy kan in bande plant van ou bande van die voertuie wat nou rond lê, jy kan in daai ook plant. So jy kan in roomijsbakkies ook plant. So daar's verskillende maniere. Dit hang net af hoe jou terrein lyk en die area wat jy het. Het jy nou baie plaveisel, you know, of het jy nou min grond of baie grond, maar dit hang af. Nou, just in case you do have a lot of ground and you can sort of do raised beds, you know, I want to share with you a little bit about the double digging process. You know, double digging is something you do when you first prepare your gardens. And what does double digging do? Dit verbeter die gehalte van die grond waarin jy gaan plant. Indien jou grond van 'n swak gehalte of baie swaar is, sal jy 'n dubbel laag wil grawe met goed verrotte mis of kompos. So what you do is, if you've got clay in your the clay soil, what you would recommend is putting in some good compost, double digging it. And so how do you double dig? First, remember your bed is facing north. It's facing north, and so you will double dig from east to west, across the bed, left to right. So dig a trench about a spade's depth along the bed and put the excess soil that you dig out one side. Then what you do is you fill the trench with well-rotted material from the compost bin or rotted manure. Then directly next to that trench, you start digging another trench. And you place the soil from the new trench on top of the first trench. Essentially, what you're doing is you are burying all of the new and fresh material. And so you repeat the process until you reach the end of the bed. And the excess soil that you took out from the first line, that will be used to cover the last batch of the trench that you dig in towards the end. So dit is baie, you know, dit is 'n manier hoe jy kan dubbel laag skip en om die grond te verbeter voor jy dan plant.
Sean, jy praat nou so van spit en die struktuur van grond. Waaruit bestaan dit?
Die grondstruktuur, okay, so vrugbaar grond is grond waarin lewende organismes die oorsende deeltjies in die grondstruktuur uitmaak. And so you must understand that daar is geen ander chemiese eienskap as die pH omtrent 6.8 is, hoog gemeet te word nie. And so, daar is iets wat ek wil het saam met die luisteraars deel. 58% in die grond is microbes. 15% is insekte. En 27% is wortels. So, jy moet twee keer dink that when you want to dig your ground, of jy wil nou omdoor na die seisoen, you have to realize that 58% of my soil is microbes, 15% insects, 20% 27% roots. And so when you turn your soil, you expose all of those living organisms to the sun. And so when that happens, you find that what happens when you expose bacteria to sunlight? They die. And so, you know, you have to understand that you have to send down the roots. When you send, the more roots you have in your soil, the more fertilizer will be made available. So roots will increase a fertile environment for the edaphon. The edaphon is that area below the soil where all the microorganisms live in. Thereby, they establish the humus sphere, you know. And so the two approaches that you can take is planting of root companions, flattening them, and thereafter introduce the dominant plant type. So when I say flatten, I'm saying grow some green cropping, right? Don't dig it. Just cut it down, you know, break it off, or take a lawnmower, cut it out, or weed eater, just cut the tops off and let it lay there and plant your seed into that thick matting, right? spreading a compost layer and planting the dominant plant that. So what do you do with your compost layer after you've double dug? You've got all that green, you put the thick compost on top of the soil and you start planting. And you must remember one thing, right? That's bio-belangrijk, that diversity, and even more diversity is required for your garden. Van as jy na die natuur toe kyk, sien jy nie net een type of een soort plant nie, dat groei oor die algemeen, you know, oor die hele area. You see different types of trees growing next to one another on the same place. You see the same tree growing on the same place for many years, and the seeds fall, and basically, you know, it then produces more plants next to it. And so what I want to say is that, you know, when you're planting your carrots, for example, or you're planting carrots, part of the carrot family, you know, is that you've got to keep the same family together. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to replace and say, oh, I've planted carrots here now, I'm going to plant beetroot next year. You know, anything within the same family is very important. But what I really want to speak to you about is, when we're speaking about soil, we must understand that there is factors that influences soil fertility. Daar's baie faktore wat grondvrugbaarheid beïnvloed, soos die diepte van die van grond. So dit, you know, it's very important, the exploitable depth of the roots, because the more your soil is loose and you've got a nice loose soil, the deeper your roots can go. Die beskikbaarheid van water, you know, die vochtretensie van die aaneenlopende watervoorsiening is baie belangrik ook, want dit beïnvloed you know, die grondvrugbaarheid. En ook, you know, drainering. Die meeste gewasse kan nie oormaat water hanteer nie. So dit beïnvloed dit baie van dit bring, dit kan spanning veroorsaak as daar baie water, you know, lê by die plante. Especially when you're growing maize. You know, when you're growing maize or millet, the feet of the maize don't like to lay in lots of water. You know, so good drainage is very important. Aeration is very important, you know, necessary for a healthy root growth and a high activity of soil life. The more active your soil life, the better your soil fertility. And your mineral composition. Your mineral composition is very, very important because it has an influence on the amount of nutrients released by the weathering. And then the pH now, you see, many people say, oh, I need to correct my pH. I'm going to add a little this and add a little that. But when you simply put the mulch layer down, as jy net 'n deklaag op jou tuin sit, sal die natuur homself, or herself, whatever you want to noem, regmaak. You know, the pH will come. It will change over time because nature knows how to repair itself.
Dis fantasties. Dankie, Sean. As mens so vir jou luister, dan is dit net ja, lewensveranderend, en ek wil by jou hoor, doen jy opleiding? Doen jy opleiding? Want hierdie, dis wonderlik om so na jou te sit en luister, maar ek dink as mens jou in aksie sien, is dit die eerste prys. So doen jy opleiding?
Ja, dankie Misha. Ons doen opleiding ooraf in die land. So, you know, ons het die geleentheid om saam met die ATKV te werk in hulle verskillende streekse. En so ons doen opleiding ook vir privaat mense en ons hou tuinier werkswinkels tydelik. We've actually got a host of training workshops that we have. And so the one is called the Organic Farming Masterclass, and that is what we are touching on today. I mean, we cannot cover all the aspects in this conversation, so training is very good. So we teach you how to set up your garden, how to set up the system that you must manage. And then we have another training session, which is called Integrated soil health and plant nutrition, module 1 and module 2, and really dig a little bit deeper into the plant nutrition, why you feed what you feed. And then we've got how to grow organic fodder. So if you can't grow, if you don't have a big area for your animals to grow pastures or the drought is bad, we teach you how to grow fodder for animals to feed your chickens, your goats, your cows, mm-hmm. you know, all those things with seed within 7 days. The other two workshops, the other three we do have as well, is how to forage food, you know, foraging to feed. So if there is, you cannot plant or there's no electricity one day and there's a total blackout and you cannot even plant anything, can you still survive by eating the weeds around you and the grasses? And so we've got that workshop that we teach as well. We've got a medipreneurship. How do you take medicinal plants and make a living out of it? Because nature produces all these life-giving plants. You know, the Book of Revelation, it says that the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. You know, so our healing is in the leaves of the trees. And so we do that. And then our last workshop is agripreneurship, where we teach people, you know, especially if you're a small group of community farmers or you're a grower, we teach you how to take what you're growing and turn it into a viable business.
En op julle webwerf, Sean, is daar ook heelwat produkte wat julle te koop aanbied, nee?
Ja, ons het verskillende produkte. As jy na ons website toe gaan, and you'll see on under products, you'll be able to download our product catalog, and you'll see there's different times we have organic fertilizer. That's our product that we sort of do. And then we've got other innovative biostimulants, and it's all 100% organic. We've got insecticides, which is bioplaquemiddels, but it's for swarm, for insecta. And then we also have soil amendment, like a biochar, activated carbon. We've got water-saving products as well. And then we have the most famous product of all, and that is our organic garden starter kit, where someone can buy a starter kit, you know, and they are able to start the garden, and they've got everything in there with a growing guide, instructions, what to do week by week, oh, for the entire 12 weeks, with 6 varieties of heirloom seeds, which is seasonal. And, you know, if you're living in Free State, we'll send you a Free State box. If you're in Mpumalanga, we'll send you one from Mpumalanga. So every box is different because each province has a different crops that you can grow in the different seasons.
Sean, daar's wonderlike, wonderlike verhale van sukses wat bereik is. En in een van die vorige gesprekke wat ons gehad het, het jy gesê, mens moet nou nie na oes 1 moedeloos raak nie, want daar is maar 'n proses. Maar daar's wonderlike stories van skole wat groentetuine begin het en nou word daai groente in die koshuis gebruik. Daar's wonderlike verhale van mense wat groentetuine begin het en nou hulle inkomste verdien uit hulle groente uit. So jy is ook beskikbaar as spreker, né? Nee? Mense kan jou ook nooi.
Absolutely, jy kan my nooi om 'n spreker te wees. At your school or wherever. So ons doen dit baie eintlik reg deur die land. Julle kan my uitnooi. And I go by the name Farmer Sean.
Ja, dis wonderlik, Farmer Sean. So luisteraars, besoek gerus Seed to Harvest en daai is die syfertjie 2. So dis Seed, dan die syfertjie 2 harvest.co.za. Dit is Farmer Sean se webtuiste waar mens meer kan lees oor C2 Harvest. Amper wil ek nou van 'n skaap hier ook nog inbring. Dit is C2 Harvest. Daar's wonderlike, wonderlike inligting, die produkte wat te koop aangebied word, die projekte. Ja, dit is sommer net fascinerend. En dan Sean, net voor ons gou-gou 'n vinnige breek vat, wil ek by jou hoor plantvoeding en die rol daarvan. Wil jy met ons daaroor gesels?
Ja, plantvoeding en die rol. Dit is 'n baie groot it's a very big topic to chat about, but I think it is very important that you understand that plant nutrition is baie belangrik om dit te onthou. Because there's something called the biochemical sequence of a plant. And you must understand that there are macronutrients and there are micronutrients. So in the biochemical sequence, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a taste to this, because like I said, this is done over two modules, and we focus on 2 days on this topic.
Mm.
And so you must understand that there are certain, we were taught that we just need stikstof, phosphor and kalium, you know, NPK, nitrogen, phosphate and potassium, and that's what we need. But you must understand that's not all that we need. There are other things that is needed to activate them to be able to do what they need. And so they need the help of other nutrients and minerals. So, for example, boron. Boron is a very, you can go and buy boron in the shop, but, you know, too much boron is not good. So when you're using organic remedies, such as, you know, the ones that we have, like the BioBoost and the Ibotec, that we do so, is that boron activates silicone. Silicone is the vehicle that picks up calcium, and it carries calcium to nitrogen. And with calcium and nitrogen, they combine, they create calcium nitrate. And then it goes, and from there, they take it to magnesium that transfers the energy via the phosphorus to the carbon to form sugars and for the potassium, and with the potassium. So you must understand one thing. The nitrogen is for shoots, phosphorus is for roots, and the potassium is for fruits.
Sure.
And so, you know, dis baie belangrik om te weet hoe daai, you know, how that sequence works.
Mm.
And so when you look at macronutrients, and what are macronutrients and micronutrients, so macronutrients are like your calcium, your magnesium, your nitrogen, your phosphorus, your potassium and sulfur. And they are required in large doses. You know, they are absorbed through the roots or the air. They are used for plant body structure, and they maintain the osmotic potential, meaning the osmotic. So for the layperson out there, osmotic is the roots absorb water, right? We must remember, we don't feed water to the roots. The roots will draw water, and that's called the osmotic process. And then usually, you know, these macronutrients are non-toxic in high concentration. Now, the micronutrients, on the other hand, are actually very dangerous, because if you put them in large quantities, you can actually cause the soil to become toxic. And so you can kill soil fertility. And so the micronutrients are like boron, chlorine, copper, manganese, molybdenum, nickel, and zinc. And that's required in very small quantities. It's absorbed through the roots. It has no role in plant body structure, you know, no role in the osmotic process. And like I said, it's toxic. So, you know, I always say plants don't have a spine, but they need. So what keeps a plant upright? What keeps a plant when it has a heavy fruit on it? What keeps that plant standing straight up? And that is calcium. And like I said, you can see that calcium is good for our body too, for our bones, our structure. So we are like plants. We come from the soil. And so, you know, understanding those two areas of macro and micronutrients is very important. We do speak a bit more about this, you know, in the workshops, and we go into detail on the endophytic process of how the bacteria feeds the roots, etc. And we bring it down into simple terms and lay terms for you to understand the purpose of why you have to feed organic. And so when you know why you do what you do, it's easier to farm. But if someone says, throw this, do that, you know, it's like, why must I do it?
Mm.
So education is very important. You know, zeal without knowledge is a very dangerous thing.
Ja, dis waar. Op daai uitnodigende noot herinner ek die luisteraars, besoek gerus c2harvest.co.za, en dis dan die syfer 2, Daar is wonderlike inligting en Sean is enige tyd beskikbaar om by jou te kom kuier, by jou skool, in die gemeenskap waar daar 'n behoefte is of waar iemand 'n groentetuin wil begin. So luisteraars, dit is 729 AM Kaapse Kansel waar ons heerlik gesels oor organiese boerdery saam met farmer Sean Kens van Sea to Harvest. Bly by ons, ons vat net 'n vinnige breek en dan as ons terugkom, kuier ons verder.
Kopskyf op Kaapse Kansel.
Luisteraars, baie dankie vir die saamkuier hier by die geselsprogram Kopskyf. Ek is Mirsha Eksteen en vandag in ons derde aflewering van ons reeks met Sean Kens van Sea to Harvest gesels ons oor organiese boerdery. Sean het met ons wonderlike inligting gedeel oor grond, die plant van sade, die plantvoeding. Dit is net so fascinerende wetenskap hierdie en Sean se passie en Sean se toewyding is regtig aansteeklik. So Sean, dankie ook vir jou en baie dankie vir die verskil wat jy maak. Ek wil by jou hoor, watter voedingsstowwe benodig plante?
So dis nou baie dankie Mirsha. I think it's very important to understand one thing is that as I said to you earlier, there is macro and micronutrients that plants do need. And so they need, like your calcium, your nitrogen, your manganese, your magnesium, and those things. So they need a balanced fertilizer. And so, organic fertilizer is very good for that because it provides that balance into your soil. And also, when you are basically putting the mulch layer down, the mulch on top acts like a thick tea, so when you water, you're also filtering all that nutrition and the things that's going down into the soil. But like I said to you, the main thing that plant needs ingredients is your nitrogen, your phosphate, and your potassium, because those deals with the nitrogen, like I said, has the roots, has your shoots, which means your green leaf, and for growth, your roots are very important because the deeper the roots go, the stronger the plant is and the better it can withstand whatever comes its way. Mm. And so phosphate is very important as well as potassium, because without potassium, without phosphate, there's going to be no flowering. And with no flowering, there's no fruit. So everything works together. But in between that, we need to understand that the calcium is needed as well. So choosing a well-balanced organic fertilizer, like BioBoost that we have, is a very good option for you as a gardener because it gives you all your macro and micronutrients that you need, for your garden.
En jy het nou al soveel raad gegee van wat ek onthou van die vorige program met jy daai ek sien al daai tuinslange wat so uitgepluk word en dan word die tuinpaps op nat gespuit en daar het jy so mooi vertydelik van die vog. Nou my ander nuuskierigheid is oor bemesting. Hoe weet mens wanneer om te bemes?
Okay, so when do you know let us know. So I take note what the as waar begin ek nou? That's so veel wat ons kan praat oor bemesting, when to fertilize and stuff like that. But I believe when you build the system, all you've got to do is manage the system, right? Mm. And so it's very important that you will obviously, when your plants are planted, so I always make the analogy of a baby. Because when a baby is born, you feed that child 6 to 8 times a day.
Yes.
And as the child grows and gets older, that feeding reduces because it builds, it gets strong and mature. And that's the same as a plant.
Wow.
And as a plant grows, you actually feed it less. So in the beginning, it is very important on your first four to six weeks, We actually say your first 4 weeks, you feed every week. The next 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks, you feed every second week. And then in the third month, you can actually just continue feeding every second week or just once before your harvest. But in the beginning, as bemesting, you know, baie, baie belangrik, van die plant groei nou en hy maak hier al die krag om 'n baie goeie struktuur te bou, sodat dit sterk genoeg is om die vrug te dra. En dit is baie belangrik.
Dit is 'n baie goeie voorbeeld. En dan nou kompos. Dit is ook 'n onderwerp wat ek dink ons lekker oor kan gesels. Hoe maak mens jou eie kompos?
So, kompos is eintlik, you know, wat ons sê is en wat ons you know, what we recommend is that don't make compost one side of your garden. Take your beds and make compost in your beds. So die voetpaadjie waar jy deur loop, jy gaan 'n lekker trench grou en dan gooi jy almal jou goedes binne daai trench. You're going to put your composting on top of the as a mulch and you're creating the natural living compost layer. But if you have excess materials, right, and if you've got sort of a lot of material that you can use for composting, and I would like to say that, you know, material that you can use for compost is like dry leaves, newspaper, straw, dry weeds, dry grass cuttings, is all the stuff that you can use, eggshells, you know, your groente skille. Now, you must understand one thing, that anything that is still fresh is regarded as high in nitrogen. Anything that is brown is high in carbon. So what is the recipe to make my compost on my layer? It is 2 brown and 1 green. So I will take 2 brown sources, 2 buckets of it, for example, whatever size bucket you have, throw it on the ground, and I take 1 bucket of green on the top. Then I take 2 buckets of brown, and I take 1 bucket of green on top, you know. And so that is how you make it. There is, daar's baie maniere om kompos te maak, afhangend van beskikbaar materiaal en die klimaat. So byvoorbeeld, daar is die indoor metode, die bungalow metode, die verhittingsproses of die blok metode, die Chinese hoë temperatuur stapel, daar's pit kompostering, sloot kompostering, you know, mandjie kompostering en bouma kompostering. So, you know, in ons werkswinkel verduidelik ons nou daai you know, in more detail, and we share that with you. But compost is basically taking things and putting them in an area where they can basically rot and, you know, break down. So a simple compost heap should be about 1 meter wide, 1.2 meters wide, and about 1 meter, 1.2 meters high. And so the layers would normally be, the first layer would be a coarse plant material. And then the next layer will be mature vegetation. You know, then you can put a little bit of cow manure if you have, or cow manure. Or if you don't have manure, you can put a little bit of BioBoost, our liquid, throw it on there to activate the process. You can then take some soil, put some soil, a thin layer of soil, and then you start again with green vegetation. You know, you can put some ash on it. The ash that you put on there is actually the ash that you are using from your fireplace, but not the coal. Not briquette ash or charcoal ash or anything. It must be only wood ash. A fire made from pure wood, no other charcoal, briquettes or those type of things, you know, because they contain other chemicals. And then also putting some grass over this heap, because the grass will cover it. But as you make the layers, you need to keep it wet. So you're wetting each layer so you can activate, you know, the process of heating in compost. And it's really important to watch it, because compost has the ability to incinerate, to set the light, because they reach temperatures as high as 70 to 80 to 90 degrees. So every time the temperature reaches 70 degrees, that is your indication. I need to turn my heat now so it can cool down and heat up again.
Sean, jy is regtig 'n agent van verandering en ek sê vir jou baie baie dankie vir jou passie, vir jou toegewydheid en net vir jou vermoë om geleenthede raak te sien. Het jy 'n hoogtepunt of iets wat jou nog steeds motiveer as jy so rond beweeg en betrokke raak by groentetuine?
What I can motivate is that, you know what I'm just saying is that grow nature's way, you know, it's so easy to use chemicals. They are readily available. They give you an instant result. But when you grow nature's way, it's a process. You know, it's really, it takes time, but you're working with nature than rather against nature, because nature has a way of fixing itself.
Mm.
And you've just got to trust the process that what you are doing is working. And I always say that, you know, growers or farmers is die mense met die meeste geloof. Van jy sit 'n saad in die grond and you've got no guarantee that that seed will germinate.
Mm.
But something happens when you take something that's dead and you put it into something that's alive, and that living body of mass activates this dead seed and brings forth life out of it.
Dis ongelooflik. Van my en die luisteraar se kant wil ons ook net vir jou alles wat mooi is toewens. Mag jy ook as saaier uitgaan en saad saai en mag dit op goeie grond val. En baie dankie Sean vir jou lewe wat ook getuig van verandering maak, van ondersteun en van beter maak. So ons wens vir jou alles wat mooi is toe. Ek weet nie of jy net nog een laaste gedagte wil laat by die luisteraars nie.
Die laaste gedagte wat ek wil sê is net weer eens. Werk hand in hand met die natuur. Want dit is baie belangrik. En soos jy, and that is your responsibility as a steward of the earth, is to take care of the earth. You know, many people don't realize that we have a biblical mandate to live organically, because that is how the garden was created. So when we use all of these chemicals and pesticides, we are actually sinning, because in the book of Psalms, it says the earth and the fullness of it belongs to the Lord. So whatever we do to nature, whatever we do to our soil, whatever we do to the earth, we are in actual fact doing it to our Heavenly Father. And so let us be mindful that as far as possible to live an organic life, to eat organic, to use organic products in our households, and remove ourselves from chemicals as far as possible, so that we can restore and regenerate what was once a good. And you know, in Genesis it says, and everything was good.
Baie, baie dankie, Sean. Luisteraars, dit is Sean Kens van Seed to Harvest. Besoek gerus hulle webwerf by Seed en dan die syfertjie 2 Harvest. En baie dankie ook, Sean, vir daardie mooi gedagte van afsluiting. Psalm 24, die aarde behoort aan die Here en die volheid daarvan, die wêreld en die wat daarin woon. Van my Mirsha Eksteen, alles wat mooi is vir die week wat voorlê. Baie dankie dat jy by 729 AM Kaapse Kansel saam gekuier het vandag. Ek wil ook vir julle uitnooi, laai gerus hierdie episode van ons program en ook vorige episodes op Potgooi af. Deel dit met jou vriende. Al wat jy hoef te doen is om www.kypulpit te besoek. Klik dan op Potgooi en dan op Kopskuif. Daar sal jy al die programme sien wat al uitgesaai is. Deel dit gerus. Ja, dis wonderlik. Baie, baie dankie nogmaals vir die saamkuier. Ek groet dan en alles wat mooi is.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.